Forgotten America now has a voice. America's Voice, Steve Gruber.
All right, welcome back to it on a Monday. Good to have you along for the conversation. It's time now for the most powerful voice for business in Michigan, the Michigan Chamber Business Brief, with Rich Studley, the President and Chief Executive Officer of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. Rich, welcome back.
Good morning, Steve. Another week standing up for free enterprise.
Attaboy. That's what we want to hear. So let me read you some things that you wrote, if you don't mind. For better or worse, the state budget has done endless political wrangling and lancing over the appropriations process won't move Michigan forward. We urge state leaders to seek a breakthrough on road funding or move on to other legislative priorities. And by the way, you tweeted those out as well. According to some recent polling, you say that the top things for people here, roads, including infrastructure and potholes, the economy and jobs, education, taxes and gas tax, and health care. But you point out, not on the list, the State Administrative Board. And you've been saying this for some time, Rich. I mean, the budget is done. The governor went through and line itemed out almost $1 billion in items on there. And you say, listen, this process ran its course. It's time to move on. Where are we today?
Well, Steve, we want to be encouraging and supportive of the governor and legislative leaders, but I know from my conversations with state chamber executives across the country, in most state capitals, the budgets have been approved and the legislature has adjourned for the year. The legislature is still in session, and part of the reason we have gridlock in Washington, D.C. is endless political bickering over the federal budget, and we don't want to see that happen. In Lansing, I met what I said. For better or worse, the state budget is done. Time to move on. And now there's a concern about what is really inside baseball, an obscure state administrative board that the vast majority of Michiganders don't know and don't care about. We think there's still an opportunity for the governor and legislative leaders to set aside the state budget and to work together to seek a breakthrough on roads. 28% of likely voters said that that was their number one concern. If you don't want to do that, let's focus on jobs and the economy. 13% of voters said that was their number two concern. Education, number three at 10%. Taxes and a gas tax hike, 6%. Healthcare, 6%. There are plenty of other challenges and opportunities. If the legislature is going to remain in session, let's work on issues that bring us together and move our state forward.
What is the State Administrative Board, and why would I have any concern about it whatsoever? What is it? What is its function?
The State Administrative Board was created years ago. It is an obscure state board made up of state officials. It only meets occasionally, usually to approve contracts or other formal agreements within the state. It is used to carry out state government as part of the machinery of the executive branch. Years ago, Governor Engler used it to impact on a budget he didn't like. It has been upheld by the courts. It was challenged by lawmakers at the time and upheld. The governor made extraordinary use of the state administrative board. But again, that is within her executive authority. Our state constitution is clear. There are two parties to the legislative process, the legislature and the governor. They both did their jobs. Time to move on.
So as you look at this, do you think that's going to happen, or are we going to be mired in this kind of this stalemate, if you will? Because it kind of feels that's where we are. We're kind of in a stalemate, trying to put in subsequent, you know, requests for funding for different things. It goes back and forth. But as you point out, no progress on other important issues.
We're still hopeful at the Michigan Chamber. We're working behind the scenes to encourage the governor and legislative leaders to seek a real breakthrough on fixing the roads. We have offered privately some constructive and creative alternatives. We'll be working with other business organizations to try to build support for those. But there are other opportunities as well. Lawmakers are talking about criminal justice reform and changes to what is called expungement. We've talked about that subject earlier. It could be helpful to many individuals and groups if it's done properly. Again, our concern is that we, as we look around the country, state budgets are balanced. We have a balanced budget. It's time to move on. Let's not miss this opportunity to move Michigan forward.
Rich Studley with us, the President and Chief Executive Officer of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. You know, the era of bipartisanship seems to have passed us by, Rich. I think that's fair to say. I say that because I marked the passing of former Governor Bill Milliken over the weekend at the age of 97. It's a different age, isn't it? Where, I mean, there used to be bipartisanship. People would work back and forth and make compromise. Compromise doesn't seem to be a word that politicians, whether in Lansing or in Washington, seem to understand these days anymore.
I think that's a concern that we should all have. Social media can educate and inform. It can also be very negative, very critical, very destructive or counterproductive. I think we have to look for our better angels, frankly, and try to emphasize the positive about shared responsibility. I've had the privilege to work in Lansing almost 40 years with six different governors. As an entry-level rookie staff member, Governor Milliken was very gracious to me at a time when I really didn't matter to anyone. So was Lieutenant Governor Jim Brickley. I think we can and still should return to those days. Last week, we had very positive conversations with the Senate Majority Leader and the Senate Democratic Leader. They know each other. They like each other. They trust each other. They want to work together. So it's a choice that we all make. Do we emphasize the positive and look for opportunities to work together, or do we look for opportunities to fight? My experience has been if you have low expectations for people, they tend to meet them. That's why we want to emphasize the positive and challenge our state leaders to be the best they can very be and move our state forward.
And focus on those priorities that people care about, like the roads and infrastructure, the economy, education, taxes, healthcare, and not wrangling over something that should already have been put to bed. Rich Studley, greatly appreciate it. Never afraid to put your position out there and educate us as to why you believe that. Rich Studley, greatly appreciate you as always.
Thank you, Steve. Keep up the good work.
There you have it from the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. It's our business brief from the most powerful voice for business in Michigan. It's a Monday. Quick break, and we'll be back.
You've seen the headlines. Clean water has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best home water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier manufacturer of whole home water systems and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves homeowners statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water in your free water test. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. Car insurance in Michigan is a problem not yet solved. Insurance companies can still discriminate. Rehab, therapy, and other providers may be forced to close, and there will certainly be more lawsuits. Tell your elected officials they need to fix this. Learn more at miautoinsurancepromise.com. Thousands of jobs across the state of Michigan may be lost due to some recent changes in the auto insurance system. If you think Michigan's elected officials should be doing what they can to lower insurance premiums without closing businesses, learn more at miautoinsurancepromise.com.